One of America's most endangered animals is the subject of a public hearing this week in Albuquerque. The Mexican gray wolf numbers only 75 individuals, all of them descendants of seven wild founders of a captive breeding program. And their recovery is hampered by a number of factors. Eva Sargent with Defenders of Wildlife says in order for the lobo to survive and thrive, there must be two populations of wolves in addition to the current pack in the Blue Range Reintroduction Project. She says dispersal is needed between the three.
So that occasionally a wolf from population A wanders its way up to population B and infuses new genes. It's also a question of don't keep all your eggs in one basket. It's dangerous to have all your endangered Mexican wolves in one small area where they could be vulnerable to fire or disease or any kind of catastrophe like that.
Sargent is critical of a new U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposal that she says obstructs the wolves' ability to move into suitable habitat by allowing any wolf that leaves the prescribed area to be trapped. The public hearing and a protest of the proposal are both coming up on Friday. Sargent says the final rule for the reintroduction of the Mexican gray wolf needs to align with current science, which says the wolf needs new populations, the ability to wander between them, and more animals released into the wild from captivity. She explains the rule should be changed to allow a wider release area.
Right now, when they go to release Mexican wolves from captivity into the wild, they can only release them in one tiny little box in Arizona that's, I think, a 16th of the whole recovery area. And that little box is getting full of wolves, and it's hard for new wolves to make their way out of that box and disperse into the rest of the recovery area.
She adds the wolves need something else. A new recovery plan.
The so-called current recovery plan was finished in 1982. Tron was the top movie in 1982, and the Falklands War occurred in 1982, and it was actually quite a while ago.
The Fish and Wildlife Service has been revising the Mexican wolf recovery plan since 2010. It says it will approve and release a final version in 2014. The deadline for public comments is October 28th. For Public News Service, I'm Renee Blake.